Speaking to VOA at the International Humanitarian Forum in Riyadh, Pramila Patten, the United Nations Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, said she is worried by the impact of global conflicts on women and children.
These are uniquely dangerous times with the record number of conflict, massive displacement, runaway military spending, and the divisive rhetoric and the impact it's having on a number of the most vulnerable are the women and the children, but also ethnic minorities. We should invest more in prevention. We should invest in addressing the root cause, which is marginalization, poverty, gender inequality.
Many humanitarian groups at the UN and Saudi-organized forum say the traditional Western donors have reduced or halted funding. The Trump administration has moved to cut tens of billions of dollars in foreign aid, though its actions face legal challenges now winding their way through the courts. Meanwhile, Lila Pakala, the director of UNICEF's supply division, says her agency is seeking $9.9 billion to help over 109 million vulnerable children and their families.
The situation of children and their families and communities worldwide, and particularly on the continent of Africa, requires immediate attention. Never before have we had so many simultaneous emergencies that require attention. This year, as we're looking at the humanitarian spectrum, we're looking at increased needs, whether it's in nutrition, whether it's around water and sanitation, access to health, and making sure children don't lose out on immunization.
She adds that resources are not keeping pace with demand.
We have increased numbers of wasting, severe acute malnutrition in children around the world, whether it's in conflict and fragile contexts or whether it's at the onset of rapid response emergencies, natural disasters, like we see in Southern Africa, where we have perennial drought and where we have floods and cyclones that are impacting children and their families. So the needs outweigh the ability to respond.
Some groups are turning to organizations such as the Saudi-based King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center for funding. Hannah Omar, KS Relief's Director of Partnerships and International Relations, says KS Relief is assisting many African countries as conflicts and climate change leave more people in need.
Unfortunately, the number of people in need is increasing, and also a lot of challenges nowadays that we see due to the funding gap, to the humanitarian access, a lot of obstacles that we see in the humanitarian world. However, we remain committed to deliver our aid, to find ways to advocate for the rights of these people and to make sure that we reach those in need.
This year, KS Relief organized the Aid Forum as it celebrated its 10th anniversary of humanitarian work outside the borders of Saudi Arabia. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.